Today's date is March the 23rd, 1999. The time is approximately 8:55 a.m. We're at the Western Illinois Correctional Center in Mount Sterling, Illinois. Present is myself, Detective Dan Katz, Detective Sergeant Ron Mox, and Bill Moffitt. Bill, are you aware that I'm tape recording this conversation?
Yes.
And am I tape recording this conversation with your permission?
Yes.
The reason that we're here today, Bill, is to talk about an incident that occurred in Bloomington, Illinois in 1991. It occurred at the Clark gas station at Linden and Empire Street. This occurred Easter Sunday, and what I would like for you to do is tell me what you know about that incident.
Okay.
You just might have to talk up because you're a little distance away and there's a fan going in here.
All right. You just want me to go on from here with what I know?
Just tell us what you know about it.
Well, jolly guy. I had a Sally named Jamie Snow, who, I guess their conversation was, it finally came to a point, it was like he was bragging, and he started telling me about a robbery he had done, and of course I was just listening, you know, heck, we're both just going down for time, I was just listening to him, and yeah, no, and he bounced back and forth with bragging and then started to get a little deeper into it, and I said, well, he started out and he said that he had robbed a gas station. Well, the first thing that clicked in my mind, of course, was Billy Little, because everybody knew Billy Little, and so I started playing a little further because I wanted to hear just exactly what he did know, and so I kept trying to conversate with him about it and carry on the conversation. As we carried on the conversation, Jamie Snow said that he had been the one in the robbery with the gun. And of course, at this point, I didn't know that this was Clark Gas Station. As we were talking on and on about it, he started telling me how he went in. It was just supposed to be an easy, clean robbery. But then the guy tried to come at him or something, and he said that he shot him. Well, to clarify a little more, I asked him, was this the Clark gas station shooting? And he said, yeah, it was. And I said, I asked him if he was the only one, and he told me, no, there was three of them, and somebody to drive the car. And he said they needed money because they had been smoking crack, and they needed some more money. And they just happened to stop at that gas station, and that guy just happened to be working. Anything further than that, I mean, probably into questions. I'm nervous now.
Well, let me help you out a little bit. I know you haven't thought about this for the last
8 years.
Can you tell me about when it was that you were at the Joliet Correctional Center?
Sure.
You got transported up there?
94.
There's a report here, October the 3rd, 1995, Detective Crow and Detective Barker spoke with you at the Illinois River Correctional Center. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. I called and got them to come and talk to me.
Okay.
I made the collect phone call to the police station. They finally connected me with them.
In this report, it states that you were transported on the 25th day of October, 1994, to Joliet Correctional Center. And
good memory.
Is that
94? He came in that morning and turned himself in because he was supposed to leave on the bus with us. And just by chance, as luck would have it, we ended up being Sally's and Joliet in the annex. We ended up staying the night in the annex and moved across the street the next day where he wasn't my Sally, but we did talk more about while we were walking the yard.
How long were you together in October of 94 before in prison?
Good question. You're trying to remember it now. I sure want to say a couple weeks.
And you talked about the Clark Station armed robbery.
With Jeremy Snow, yes.
And you talked numerous times in those 2 weeks?
That was just me fishing. You know, I don't know if I knew for the future this was going to happen or whatever, or me just reward money happy. But we talked several times over it.
In that roughly two-week period, could you guesstimate the amount of time that you two spent on the Clark Station armed robbery? What I'm asking you is, if you spent 5 minutes today and 10 minutes tomorrow and 30 minutes next week, you added all that 5 to 10 minutes up together, how many minutes or hours or days or weeks or months would you have thought?
That's a tough question. I'd have to tell you, I know we spent probably 2 hours when we were in the annex talking about it, at least. And that was just, conversation amongst cellies, you know, and then when he started talking about that, I kind of figured that it was the Clark gas station. Well, actually, it was finally accomplished that it was the Clark gas station. I guess I did say that already.
When you were talking about the Clark gas station armed robbery with Jamie Snow, did he ever tell you what type of a weapon he used?
He just said he shot him. So I would have assumed that was a pistol or a rifle. He shot him because the guy came after him.
Did you ask him what he meant when he said the guy came after him?
Yeah, he said that there was an enclosure where the guy was at. And instead of standing in that enclosure, he went to come around it, and that's when he shot him.
Did Jamie Snow ever say whether he knew this individual or not? Before?
Yeah, he knew him. He didn't think he would come after him. That's why he said it went wrong. Because when he came after him, he had no choice but to shoot him in his mind.
So Jamie said that he knew this kid?
Yes.
Did he know when they went to that gas station that this kid was working there?
Yes. That's why he thought the robbery would go smooth. That's why they chose that place. Actually, they're pulling for gas. And Jamie got the idea to do this. Hell, we don't need to pay for it. In fact, let's get some money. And Jamie went in the door first to arm robber the guy with a pistol. And when he went in the door, one guy was pumping gas and the other guy came with him or something. I don't know how they all ended up in the building or whatever, but they did. And Jamie said that, like I said, the guy went to come around that partition or whatever it was. And that's when he had to make the choice to shoot him. He said he knew who he was and everything. And then, like I said, that they needed money. And he wasn't going to let it get in the way that he knew the guy.
Did he ever tell you the kid's name that he shot?
He told me his initials, BL. You bet.
Did he ever tell you who was with him at the Clark Station that night? Who was in
the
car?
Yes, and I cannot remember for life me right now. I'm sorry. I cannot remember that. I'm sorry.
If you heard names, would you recognize the names?
Possibly. But I don't want to say that and then pick the wrong one. I don't remember. I honestly don't remember. For some reason, that didn't shed as much light on that accident or that murder as the other things that he was telling me were, so I subconsciously blocked it out or something.
You didn't really remember those names?
No. I know there was three, though. I know there was three.
And you think they were pumping, that they pumped some gas?
I think. If I remember right, he stopped the gas. And when he stopped the gas, he made a decision to rob the place. And like I said, everybody in that neighborhood knew Billy. I knew Billy. Everybody knew who that kid was. I mean, he was pretty cool. Everybody in the neighborhood knew him.
Did he ever say how much he got out of the robbery?
No. He just said it wasn't worth the murdering somebody. You know, I hate to laugh at that. I'm not laughing about it, but he said it wasn't worth what had to happen ultimately.
Did he say what happened after the shooting took place? Where they went, what they did or anything? Or do you remember?
I don't remember. But I mean, those facts that would stick in your mind, like somebody shooting somebody, if somebody's telling you they shot somebody, that's going to stick in your mind. I don't care however many years we go, you go another 5 years, and if you came and asked me, I'd still tell you the same thing.
Did he shot Billy Little.
Great.
And that was during that 2-week period in Joliet, and then he got moved over to some other place.
Yeah.
3 different times.
No, you're asking me how many times he shot Billy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, how many times did he shoot him?
3. You confused me there.
Okay.
3, if I remember correctly.
In your conversations with Jamie Snow, how many times did Jamie Snow say that he killed Billy Little, or BL, or whatever he said? I mean, did you have one conversation where he said, yeah, I killed him, I shot him, or did you have 2, did you have 3?
Oh, there was a couple of occasions where he, I mean, it was like, by this time, if he had talked about it so much, it was like bragging. So, I'd probably say a couple, maybe 3 times that he came forward and said that outright.
Did he ever tell you what he did with the gun after the murder?
No. No. Of course, he may have, and it's just something that's not there. I can't recall it.
Did he ever tell you what kind of a car they were in that night?
No.
Did he ever talk about how he was concerned that the cops were going to catch him, or they weren't going to catch him?
Oh, he said he was always concerned that he had something in his background chasing him. But he didn't specify a case number or anything like that. He was just more like, I think, you know what I think? I think he was more or less bragging about it, and that's just the way he found being cool or something, you know? I don't know. I can't tell you what I don't know.
During any of his conversations with you, did he ever stand there and kind of laugh and say, oh, I was just kidding?
No,
really didn't.
No, it started out with it just being brushy conversation, meaning the layman that, you know, at first he was just being cool about it, but as he talked on about it, it got more obvious that he really did do this. He wasn't just joking around. And the final was when I asked him if he had, if it was a Clark gas station on Lebanon, and that was the final. I mean, he, from there on out, he was talking openly about it because he knew I knew which one. You know, I'm nervous, I'm sorry.
That's it. So, in a nutshell, let me go back and make sure that I understand what you told me today. The first time you had a conversation with Jamie Snow about this incident was in October of 94 when you guys were selling
In the annex
at Joliet Correctional Center.
Yes.
And that, those conversations continued for approximately 2 weeks.
Yes.
Before you guys separated and went to different prisons.
Yeah.
In those conversations, 2 or 3 times, Jamie Snow actually told you that he shot and killed Billy Little.
In those 2 or 3 times, he actually told me he shot Billy Little.
He stated that they came in to get gas, that Jamie had decided to rob the place. He went in. He knew Billy Little.
Yes. But
Billy Little came at him, came around the counter or whatever enclosure said.
If you knew Billy Little, you'd know that's something he would have done.
And Jamie then shot him about 3 times.
About 3 times, if I remember correctly, yes, sir.
Jamie said that what he got from the armed robbery wasn't worth it.
Yes.
And that there was 2 other people with him.
Yes.
When this occurred.
Yes.
But you don't remember their names.
No, sir.
Jamie said that the reason that they did the armed robbery is because they needed bill money.
Yep. Yes, sir.
He didn't tell you what kind of a gun was used. He didn't tell you what they did after the armed robbery.
Well, I imagine they would. He kept, every time he would talk about it, it got to be a point where he was, you know, had his chest out. I mean, that's just the kind of air he carried. He didn't tell me, you know, hey, we went and got robbed with money or whatever. I mean, I can just tell you what I know.
And there's no doubt in your mind that what Jamie Snow was telling you was the truth.
No, no doubt. No doubt. It was too much of a bragging thing. You know, I mean, maybe he stressed this or that or the other thing, but I remember in my mind clearly that him plainly saying that I shot Billy Little. BL.
Well, he called him BL.
He called him BL.
Did he ever
Jay Snow we're talking about, did he ever express a concern about being seen by somebody at the gas station?
Oh, yeah. He didn't know if they'd gotten away with it. He, you know how he started it. He brought up the fact that there were flyers all over the town with the reward for a murder he'd done. And all this started clicking to me, and that's why I asked if it was a butter fun.
Yeah. Oh, so he actually told you about the flyers?
He actually told me about the flyers that were up around town.
About a murder?
Yes. In other words, he had gotten away with one and nobody had caught it. That's, yes. I just now remembered that. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Did he ever talk about his concern that there was maybe another customer that drove by the gas station or a car that went by or...
Well, because of that neighborhood, I'm sure you're familiar with it from where it is. And if you did anything on the premise, you know where that spot is. Two houses behind the gas station is the Whitmers, which I'm sure you're familiar with Brian Whitmer, is the Whitmers, and they're hell. Even when we were all in high school and we used to hang out, we were always up that gas station 55, 60 times a day. And so he, you know, I imagine there was some concern on his part that they, you know, somebody might have seen him. But the reason, the way he covered that up was he said that there was flyers around the town and nobody had solved it yet. Ha ha ha, they got a $25,000 reward for a murder I did. And that's basically, in a nutshell, if you want to sum it up, that's exactly how the man talked about it. Ha ha ha.
Did he ever talk about, when he left the gas station, what he took from the gas station?
No. Much money as he could get, I know that. But no, he didn't. He didn't tell me if he stole groceries or pop or beer or whatever. He didn't tell me any of that.
Did he ever talk about seeing a car, some car pull up?
No, not that I remember. Not that I remember. I'm sorry, I can't help you there.
Well, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it has been a very long time.
It's been about 5 years since you talked to him last about this. So.
Yes.
And I'm sure that nobody else has talked to you about this in the last 2 or 3 years.
No, sir.
So it's been probably tucked away in your memory for a while.
Yes, sir. Sorry if it doesn't help.
Is there anybody else that you know of?
Yes, there is. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
You're anxious.
He can read your mind.
Yes.
Anybody else I know of that didn't corroborate the story that I'm telling you?
That's correct.
I gave them the name of the guy who was my cellar in the Illinois River, and if you ask me right now, all I can tell you is I know him because he did the Kroger on Main Street armed robbery, and he robbed the bank on West Market Street a few days later, or a day, the same day. And I can't think of the little guy's name for it. Like, he ended up being my cellar in the Illinois River.
If I told you his name, would you recognize
him? You bet.
Ed Hammond?
Yes. That would be the name that I also gave you at Illinois River.
So if he would, you told him this story.
Hey, you ain't talked to me if you go talk to him.
Okay. Pardon?
You haven't talked to me if you go and talk to him.
Okay.
I just don't. I can't chance it. He's one of Dennis. He's one of Dennis' boys. And,
But you told him the story.
No, he told me.
Oh, he told you the story.
Oh, yeah. He knows it better than I do.
What did he tell you?
He said he knew that Jamie Snow had killed the guy.
Okay.
And he mumbled on more about it, but the best I can tell you is for some reason he sticks in my mind as knowing a hell of a lot better than I do.
Okay. Is there anybody else, whether in the prison or outside the prison, that you think we should talk to, that might have some information that Jamie may have talked to?
Yeah, Jamie Snow. I'm sorry. To be honest with you, I really don't. This never got to be a point in my life until I called them. This never got to be something in my life that I paid attention to. After I talked to them and they just let it blow by, I just figured, fine, maybe if what I have to say is not believable or they think I'm just making it up, why would I come forward then? You know, this isn't fun and games to me. I'm putting my life in jeopardy here.
Do you know
please.
Well, we'll talk about that when this tape's over. Is there any other information about this case? Anybody else you could point me to go try and talk to? Anybody that you're aware that Jamie palled with in prison or any place?
I'll be honest with you, there's more people in that town that know what happened than the next thing you've ever got an idea that. Eddie told me that. Jamie basically told me that. And I've heard it from on the street. There's a hell of a lot more people that know what happened in this case than it'll come forward to you. I can tell you and point you a finger. I wouldn't know how to do that for you. I wish I could, but I wouldn't know how to do that for you. I wouldn't want to send you on a wild rabbit chase whenever you've got the third man.
But you've heard on the street that Jamie was responsible.
You bet. You bet.
And Jamie's laughed about it.
Oh, yeah. Jamie was going to move to Missouri to his sister to get away from it. That's where he was supposed to go parole to. Yeah, and I know that because I've got a Bible. Well, my ex-wife has my Bible. It's got his sister's name, number, phone number, and name, phone number, and address in the back of the Bible. Whether she still got it or she burned all my stuff, I don't know. Maybe I'd have burned it all if I was there too. But no, I had all that information too. That's where he was supposed to be going to. Because he said he had to stay out of the area. You know, little things come back to me a little bit, but he said he had to stay out of the area. And his intentions were to go to Missouri.
Okay, well,
you said this Ed Hammond was your cellmate, and he was telling you about this. Could Ed have possibly been one of the three persons?
Yes.
Possibly, or was he definitely one of the three there?
He was definitely one of the three there.
Did he tell you that?
Yes. More or less. He didn't come out and say that in exact words, but I might have to think about it, to be honest with you. But if I remember right, he was a judge.
Oh, I got it.
Okay, well, we will stop the tape then at 9:20 a.m.